Good evening, and welcome again to the Bare Necessities. This is your host, Ms. DJ Nova, and
Leo.
And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Good evening, everyone. Good to hear you, or not hear you, or listen to us this week. So how you been, Miss Leo?
Dude, today, the word of the day today is disheveled, I would say. That's like the word to describe my day. Yeah. I left my shoe outside of my car today. Like, I actually drove off, went to the store, and didn't even realize that I didn't have my second shoe on. That's how disheveled I am today.
Interesting.
That's not normal behavior. Let me just say.
Did you get your shoe back?
Yeah, it was still on the side of the road when I came back from the store.
Well, at least you got your shoe back.
Yeah,
was it
right?
A good shoe?
No, it was totally a flip-flop. I could have, like, I was like, should I go back? Yeah, I should. You don't want to lose a good flip-flop.
It's true. My only shoe. It's either riding boots or my flip-flops.
And the worst part was, is like, the second shoe will always follow you. Like, you'll never actually, you throw it in the trash, but it'll come out of the trash.
Because your dog brings it out.
Is that the secret? Is that the little elves that I think are in my house? It's the dog, right?
It's the dog.
I know, like, oh God, there's so many weird things associated with having a dog. For those of you who don't know, we have a sister chihuahua. It still sounds funny to say that out loud. Let me just say, I was not a dog person until I met Caitlin. I now have a chihuahua. Like, let me just say, I wasn't into dogs or small dogs.
Awesome. They're so awesome.
But now I'm in love.
I love the tail thing.
Yeah.
The tail thing cracks their tail.
Like when they run around and their tail tucks under like a monkey.
So the problem is that Mouse has, well, quote unquote, grown to this like special size, which is still inky dinky. And we have this table in our living room, you know, the black one. It's got like two shelves on it. So every time she starts to go crazy, she goes, dink, run, dink, run, dink, run. And you're just like, oh God. And Justin swears he's going to get the dog a helmet. Maybe that can be part of the wedding. Dog with a helmet on with a veil, and we can make her ride on the front of a motorcycle so the veil like goes in the air, you know,
flutters in the wind.
I'm flying. I think that'd be awesome.
Does your dog stick her head out the window too? The little one.
This is a new thing too. It's been like, I have to stick my head out the window.
Yeah.
But the thing is, in the truck, because you're up a little higher, I worry about her going
falling out.
In my car, it's awesome because she can't get up that high, but it makes me a little nervous, like really nervous, but still.
I kind of hang on to her leash a little bit every time.
Yeah, but I never put a leash on her because for some reason, she can't grow the hair around her neck, on the bottom of her neck.
Mine too.
I don't like that. And she's grinding a fat neck. She is. When she wears her t-shirt, she's got to like roll. And it's not because I'm feeding her like a cow.
I got mine a sweater. Did you do?
You did what color?
It's okay. So it's not fashionable. Okay. It's
Where'd
like
you get it? First
it's
of all,
a total hoodie.
Where'd you
I
get
won't
it?
Lie. Her grandmother bought it for her.
Oh, mommy dearest. Good job. So does it have a hood on it, or is it just like the kind that I have?
Like it's an actual hoodie.
Oh, cute. What does it
like
say?
Like it has like a pocket in the front and stuff. Nothing. It's not like a sports hoodie. It's like one you would get from like REI or something. You know, like it's like
cute.
A hoodie, like normal.
There is no such thing as normal on dogs.
That's true.
And that's coming from the person who puts a Santa Claus
hat. I change the subject because I really feel like a crazy person right now. I always used to listen to these kind of people and be like,
It's okay. I'll one-up you. Insane. I used to work at a dog clothing company. Tales of Tiburon. It was awesome.
Tales of Tiburon.
It was awesome. And all these people come in and buy they're like Yorkies and these tiny. When Dingo, Justin's family's dog, when they got him, he was so tiny, and we put a full velour like jumpsuit, like pants with a little peepee hole because he's a boy. And he looked like Eminem if it had been a dog in the velour outfit. I don't even think it had a hood.
So,
I think it went straight
thing.
Up
wait,
like
wait.
That.
Back up. There's a peepee hole. Like, so who puts his peepee in the
hole? No. Not
Tell
like that.
This.
It's like, not like you do a cutout. Like, let me do this cut. No. It's like.
God,
they look like
say, that's just molest. That's an excuse. Like it needs to have a peepee hole, you know.
Well, it's like if
I'm
you.
I'm sorry to break it to you, but your aunt or who was it less her dog.
Well, so it's like a Chaps. It's like Chaps. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
So third grade.
Right.
Hanson. That's so going to put on my wedding dancing list.
Really?
I'm just kidding. Dustin's probably like, oh Lord.
Please.
Speaking of wedding, so I went and tried on wedding dresses on Saturday, and I didn't have anybody go with me because I didn't want to get overwhelmed by everyone, and just because I didn't know what I would really like, because sometimes like people say, oh, that looks great on you, but I'm like, oh, I really don't like that. So
you just can't say no to your friends.
I can't.
That's funny.
I you could ask me, will you please make me a 6-tier cake, and I would think about it for a second and end up saying yes, probably.
No, you wouldn't.
Justin. That's what I would say. No, I mean, I do say yes too much, but that's a whole other subject we can get into another day.
Or do you do that?
No, yes.
If I just ask, that's all I need to do to get a 3-tier cake.
This is not Nova's therapy session, or is it? See, now I don't even remember what I was going to say.
Oh, sorry. Weddings. Overwhelmed by dress.
Oh, so I tried on this dress, and it was like the dress I'd been eyeballing all week, like thinking about it. I went in the day before, 2 days before the...
What do you mean by eyeballing? Like,
I'd gone to the store to make the appointment, and I saw it, and I was like, oh my god, that's the dress.
So you've already been to this store several times.
I've been in 3 times now. Once to make the appointment, and I kind of looked around. Once was the appointment where I bought a different dress, because that dress didn't fit. Uh-huh. And it was perfect. I mean, it was everything I wanted in a dress, too.
Cool.
It didn't work, but it didn't work. So, and then I ended up buying another dress that I think after just trying to, I tried on that a dress, it didn't fit. And then I tried on another dress that I thought I would like, and it didn't work out. And then I tried on that, this lace spandexy one. It looked great.
Spandex.
Well, it was the lace had some give to it.
Oh, okay.
So it was full lace. It was really pretty, but it was
to my wedding.
How do I describe this? It was more of an Audrey. It had than a Beauty and the Beast. This dress, I think, reminds me more of like Disneyland in a way. Like it kind of gives
Tinkerbell would be married in this.
No, we're not going that far. I mean, it's nice. The one that I got today, then it was much nicer because I, you know. It was just a lot of stress. Like, I started panicking because, I mean, my mom kind of came and she bought the dress for me and stuff. I just wanted it to be like, wow, that really looks awesome on you. And I didn't, and I just think that it was just everything that's coming in her brain. But now I got a dress and I'm super stoked and it's pretty, so on and so forth.
I think planning a wedding is like God's little test to make you have to like really know if you like that person. Because, like, weddings are so stressful. Like,
I don't think it's... I mean, okay, so my mother is also a God-given gift because she came with a notebook and this gift of knowing the caterer and this, that, and the other. And it would have been... I would have probably just said, Justin, let's elope.
Yeah.
I would have just said that.
That's how I feel about when I think about all the decisions you have to make right near, you know, like, about a wedding. That's why I think I can't imagine it because I get kind of like stressed under those kind of like conditions where it's like I have to make an event happen. Like that's my taste and I really don't have any taste, like none whatsoever.
I completely agree with you. I mean, some of my friends were like doing it down to the T. Like Casey, one of my friends who got married, I'm sure she did her thing all by, you know, chose everything and did all this. Like Justin and I went to the caterers today and we're like sitting there. My mom has like an entire list of things and I'm just like, what would we do without her?
Yeah.
I mean, like, she's got this entire list of things. And the weird thing is, it's things I really like. Like, I love stuffed mushrooms, for example. And then they make these amazing little sandwiches.
Your mom knows what you like.
But it's not just that. I mean, she, like, knows, like, we know what you like and we know how to make it classy. So it's not just, like...
Stuffed mushrooms.
It is stuffed mushrooms, actually, ironically. I love stuff, but it is like the special kind.
No, I know. But you can make stuffed mushrooms classy.
It's amazing.
And you can make it really,
I mean,
like,
but it's like so elegant and it's like, yeah, it's not like, get your cone dog.
I guess that family up in Sacramento.
On a toothpick.
Like, they would make, you know, stuffed mushrooms.
Yeah.
The trailer park.
I mean, it's just, it's, it's just, it's all coming together. And but the thing is, it's the dollar signs that I'm seeing that freaks me out a little bit. And I just want to make sure I'm so appreciative of all this stuff. And then the photographer came today and it was just like, I mean, it's, and our plans changed. The place I wanted to originally do the wedding had this big like brass fireplace behind it. Mm-hmm. And I thought it'd be really pretty. But I usually see it during the nighttime. And I, during the daytime, it's so reflective that it would have made me look like neon behind it. So we changed it, and then we had to change it again. So now we're like doing it in a corner. It's actually really pretty, but it's just like, there's just so much to be thought about. And then like pre-pictures and like pictures during the wedding. I just, it's so much. I'm not having anxiety attacks anymore. I mean, this is actually the first time I could like talk about all this and be like, it's happening in 3 weeks.
That's what I mean, dude. You're scaring me.
No, you're fine. You're just,
yours is going to be like a Band-Aid. Just, you know,
yeah.
Like, just make it
and
happen.
And then baby Band-Aid. I just wonder what the dogs are going to be like.
Like these people that I work for, like one girl's getting married in like a year from now. Like she just got
But think
engaged.
About that. Think about how horrible that would be.
I know. That's what I mean. I'm like, let's just make it happen, you know?
That's why I love my mom, because before I was like, well, maybe we should wait either till A, the baby's due or done or baked and that Justin then
it's cooked
is well he's been cooked because he's been fishing, so I figured 2-for-1 special. But then I was like, you know, let's just do this now because who knows what it'll look like after.
Mm-hmm. Just have this not even the look, like just like the feeling,
just like God, I haven't
I don't
slept
know, my,
for 4 weeks.
My father and his wife.
Oh, how's that going on the twins?
Yeah, I mean they haven't slept.
I like, bet.
Yeah.
They get a 2-for-1 special.
Yeah, that's a definite 2-for-1 special.
That was one thing Dustin was really clear about. He was like, there's not 2 heartbeats, are there? I'm like, no. Trust me, that was the first thing. I was like, please tell me there's not 2 heartbeats going on in this person.
Oh, my God.
And they were like, no, you've got 1. I was like, that is the best news that anyone has told me today.
I know. It's like a prerequisite. Like, I don't want twins. They had IVF, so it's not genetic in my family. Thank God.
Oh, my God.
Thank God.
Like the woman who had 6 puppies at the same time.
6 puppies?
I'm just joking. I'm saying babies.
Oh.
Makes it seem less harmless.
Anyways. Ooh. Sorry, guys.
Is that a cool sound? Oh, yours was cooler. Mine doesn't make good sounds. Oh.
Yeah, there it is. She's easily entertained, y'all. Just like, do it again.
No, seriously.
That's why she
like
likes puppies.
I said something about that, and then they were like, yeah, but how would you have puppies? And I was just like, oh, God, no, never mind. What if you had horse babies? Oh, God, no, never mind. I said, well, that would be really cool, but no, that wouldn't work out that way. But that would be freaking awesome. Painful.
No, dude, no. I'm sorry. I'm only a human being. Like, no. Keep your horse babies to yourself.
Yeah, but you know what? They're so cute. So, anything new going on with you? How's life? You stressed?
I just can't even believe the semester's almost over. I've been procrastinating so bad with my schoolwork. It's been on the back burner completely. Like, yeah. I'm going to have to pay for, like, a tutor, like, just to get me through, like, a chunk. Like, we have a whole semester worth of work. We need to sit down together and, like, you need to help me literally write my own paper. I need like a taskmaster because it's like I have so much work to do. Anyways, sorry, I'm not talking to the
why don't now. You but why don't you just like well
do
I
it.
Mean I want to ask you like why don't you just do it. I mean I can't say that because I you know I did the same thing which
I
is the exact
six
reason
6 days a week and I like I work 6 days a week and I work like 3 different jobs basically.
But okay, here's the question, and I mean I get that if you're not like into a specialty something or other. I mean, does Dominican place you in jobs after
no.
this?
They do have a service, yes, but it is basically like going on Craigslist. I mean, there are people that kind of like they help you get like centered about what you need to get an internship, like how to play to your own qualities. But as far as like actually obtaining an internship, that is your responsibility.
Just think about it. December, you'll be done. And then pretty much the time and annoying effort to put into school, you can go find something else.
Or radio.dominican.edu.
Hey now. I'd love to do that. I mean, if I really could, If I could do, I mean, and everyone.
If you could do what? Your bachelor's? You just did.
No. I'm saying that if I could just go out and get a radio job, that'd be awesome. But the whole thing is that like, okay, this is going to sound really stupid and I know I'm going to get kicked in the butt later. But okay, so I have a really weird metabolism and it wasn't until I was doing my job every single day where my body's constantly moving that I feel good about myself. And not only that, but I'm happy at my job. So I'm like in between a double-edged sword because it's like you can go through life and think, oh, making money is the way that you should be able to evaluate your life or how you're doing or whatever. Or you can go through life doing a job that you maybe don't make that much money, but you are so happy at every single day. All I hear is all my clients say, I'm so miserable. That's all they say. Here for 1.5 hours, the only time that I ever feel just happy. And I'm like, whoa.
But you don't have to stop doing that if you open up your own stable.
That's true. But I'm actually concerned with everything that comes with it versus just working for someone. Working for someone, like my boss supposedly doesn't make anything in comparison to what I make. So
who told you that?
Just we've chatted about it in staff meetings. But still, she doesn't make a ton of money at all. Not that I should be discussing this, but it's like, you know, I think there are some benefits to what I do and specifics to not owning a barn in a whole. Not in a whole, but in whole, like in together. I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. It's like I'm super young right now and people aren't, and I don't have all the basic training to open up my own stable. I don't know. I don't know any of the, you know, anything like that. Like what to do, business license, everything like that. I don't know. I need to get some, you know, stuff underway first. But first I need to get married and have a baby and deal with that and see how that goes. And then possibly open up my own stable. Plus my barn is possibly up for lease. So I might not have a job. I doubt that will happen. No, this has been talked about several times, but it's going to be okay.
Right.
Who knows? I mean, you know, who knows? I mean, that's the other thing. I may be like so head over heels for this baby and say, oh my God, I don't care about my job anymore and end up trying to get something completely different just so I can make better money. That might just completely happen.
Right.
I mean, because who knows? That's the thing. My whole mindset is changing. It's very strange.
Right. So do you think that you're going to be able to feel comfortable around horses when you're pregnant?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's cool about my job is we all work with horses that are completely, I don't want to say normal, but they're not like, we're not training horses to become better people, better horses. We're teaching people how to become better riders and our horses are pretty much the same. So I pretty much get to deal with the safest horses. Yeah, they bite and stuff like that, but I mean, they don't bite me. I don't come home saying, oh my God, this horse bit me today. It's just not like that. It would be completely different if I was like with Daytona. Like I would love to go train 2-year-olds and learn how to do all that and train horses who are problematic. But to be honest, I'm very happy with what I do and, you know, so on. So I get to, I did not feel like teaching on Monday. Was it Monday? What was yesterday? Today's Tuesday. Yesterday, I did not feel like teaching.
Tuesday.
Yeah, so Monday. Did not feel like teaching. So I got the idea. I was like, let's go for a trail ride. I just have to listen to them talk the entire time, keep them straight. And for 2 hours, I get paid to lead people up and down a hill.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds pretty sweet. It does.
I really get to ride a horse and look at the view. I mean, I'm like totally boasting, but it was like, I was like, this is awesome.
It is awesome. I mean, seriously, if I got paid for two hours, I would be really happy as well. Horses are kind of my thing, but you know. I mean, not compared to your thing, but they do make me happy. I understand, like, the fundamental thing about, like, just being on a horse is pretty darn awesome.
It's awesome. It is really cool. And the thing is, I mean, yeah.
Especially going fast on a horse.
You know, though, the one thing that really sucks, and now that I'm having my own child, I'm thinking about this. Okay, do you ever have that one? Okay, name a name that you just can't stand because of a certain person.
Oh, Shane. I just got a call from a bill collector for that name today.
Oh, really? Shane?
Yep. They're like, is Shane Bowman available? I'm like, I don't know how you got this number. I don't know who that person is. I constantly get calls. It's not his number anymore.
Huh. Mine is, that's a weird thing. I'm so weird to say it.
FYI.
Yeah.
The debate started at 7, so.
But no one's listening.
No one's listening.
No, it's okay. I know.
It's a free night.
It's a free night. Totally. We'll
let the freak fly. I bet you,
Justin, I left my phone at home. If you are listening, text Ariel and tell her you're listening.
You know my name is Ariel, right?
Oh, Leo. God. I will never get it right anyway. This person sitting across the room from me.
Oh, right. I love how I like added it to that. Like, no, really, you need to know what my name is now.
I just, you know, we should have started this from like the beginning. But anywho, hey, speaking of which,
Nova.
Look, yeah. What?
I'm just trying to practice. You know?
Like, what? Hey, do me a favor. What is the Taurus Gemini cross? Like, when does it start? Okay, you know when like Tauruses are like May blah 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 to May blah blah blah, or whatever it is, whatever the month is.
Know.
Okay, your zodiac.
Yeah.
Right.
But I don't know when Taurus is.
I understand that. Can you look it up for me? Of course. IGM. I got mine. IGMZ. I got my zodiac.
Okay, wait. When does Taurus start?
Well, because okay, so I'm due May 20th. I'm determined to have Gemini. I'm going to plug that shit.
Stuff.
And make sure. Oh, I can say shit. It's fine.
Oh,
poop.
Because it's referring to poop.
Yes. I am going to keep that baby inside until it's a Gemini. Unless
Why?
Maybe the Taurus. Because.
You'd rather have a. You, okay, so here's the thing. Like, I don't think I could stand having a Leo child. Like,
but
I'm
it's not
a Leo.
It's a Taurus.
No, but I'm a Leo.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like I couldn't. Like, you want to have a Leo? Or a Gemini, excuse me.
Oh, my
me.
God. Yes. It'd be like another friend, a mini me.
Could you hang out with somebody that was exactly like you? I couldn't.
Like, thanks! I'm just kidding.
No, me!
Oh, no,
me.
I get that.
Like, I couldn't, like...
Yeah, I would totally feed off that. Like, my dad and I are, like, awesome together.
Is he a Gemini?
No, but he's...
See, that's the thing. He's not a Gemini. Imagine someone just, like, that has your habits.
My friend... Well, my friend Kid is a Gemini. I don't know how I don't know, actually. But the thing is, I think that we'd be able to relate to each
other.
My
really good friend Darius, so I want to get on this show.
Yes, please do.
At some point. He's my gay.
Darius! Is he listening to the show?
I haven't told him about the show yet.
How is he? Oh my God. So he's coming on the show, ladies and gentlemen, but he hasn't know about the show.
Yeah, I mean, I have to let him know. It's my bad. I was actually going to post it on
Facebook
today.
Here's some advice about your wedding.
Yeah.
Tell them you're having a wedding, then tell them that they're coming to the wedding, and then give them the date. You have to actually tell people when you're supposed to do something. This is in relation to the Darius thing, and now when you get married, you have to tell people you have to come. You're not leaking this at all.
No, I'm totally think that I'm getting it. Are you trying to explain your manipulation that you did to me earlier?
Okay.
You're like, you're coming to the wedding, right?
That's exactly where I'm going. I'm not nervous, but I'm nervous. It's very strange. But Darius does have to come on the show.
What was I going to tell you about Darius? I totally forgot.
We were talking about Darius being, is he a Gemini?
No, he's a Leo. That's it. He's a Leo.
But you love him, though.
No, the funny thing is, okay, so first of all, he's not me. He's not like a little me. So like, imagine.
Because he's a guy.
But he has a lot of qualities. Like, he and I have a lot of qualities. We're like Leos. We're like kitty cats. Like, you know, I need to be like totally adored and cared about. I do hope he listens to this podcast because it's all about him. It's a prerequisite, Darius.
Yeah, I get that.
Okay, so like imagine somebody has your like character effects, right? Like not in the same like specificness, but like he and I both need to be loved like extremely. Like we're totally like, you know, mine. And
I wish we had a soundboard for that.
Yeah, right. My precious. No, that's just
See,
weird.
I think that it'd be fun though. See, the way you are. Like,
I don't think I could hang out with more than one of me, though. Like, with just the same qualities, but plus they actually are really like me, you know, because they're like my flesh and blood. And your kids, I mean, I look at your parents. Aren't you like them in a
I'm
lot
exactly
of ways?
Like my parents, exactly. But we're different zodiacs, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying that part's natural. You act exactly like your parents, but the general behavior is exactly like your zodiac. So imagine that's a double whammy. That's like hanging out with a little you. I don't know if I could do that. And they reflect all your shitty things. That's one of the characters about Leo, though.
Oh, mine's going to be so saucy. Are you kidding
Stuff
me?
Things.
Oh, my gosh. Mine's going to be so saucy. God, Mom. But the thing is, okay, did you ever see that movie Easy A?
SMH, yes.
That's one of my favorite. Emma Stone
yeah,
is like
she's
my
awesome,
big crush.
Dude. She's awesome.
I love her.
I don't know about crush, but she's so
I have
awesome.
Total crush
I
on
really
her.
Like her as an actress. I think she's like one of the besties.
I just saw the other night. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the part where the guy comes over and she goes, oh, mother, I have a gentleman caller. And she goes, a gentleman caller.
I know, the
from
parents
Olive.
Were awesome.
That is how Justin and I are going to be.
That's like the best parenting. Sterling. I think we're in the red, dude. Are we in the red? Well, now always we're on
the right. Oh, I am.
You are, dude. Turn your ass down. Sorry, excuse me, butt. Turn your butt down.
Turn your butt down. That is how Justin and I will be. When she goes, I got sent to the principal's office, and they go, for what? Calling the girl the foul word or something like that. And she couldn't say it.
Now I can't really hear you.
Oh, now they can't hear me?
Yeah.
Now you can hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Verizon. Okay, so.
We are not plugging Verizon right now.
No, we're not. Actually, Verizon is a great cell phone carrier, but that's a whole other thing. At my stable, I get service all over the barn. Everyone else is like, I can't get my text message. I'm like, I got it. I got mine.
It's because you have an Android.
No, it's because I have Verizon. But it is because I have an Android.
No, it's not.
Yeah, iPhone, you lose.
I have a stupid iPhone. Excuse me. I'm like totally cussy tonight. My bad. I've been telling you my name, just cussing. Sorry. I need to clean it up. I'm a potty mouth.
So,
you go ahead.
Oh, there's lots of frolicking going outside. It's not us. It's all right. See, now I don't remember. Oh, they go. No. I was just gonna say about the EZA. So she's like, I called this girl a word. And she couldn't say it because her little brother is in the background. Which, by the way, was hilarious being adopted. And the little boy is an African-American little boy. And the parents are white. And Olive goes, are you going to tell him something? He goes, then I'm adopted. And the dad goes, oh, my God, who told him? But it's obviously that they're like,
yeah, that they
no way. I mean, that is hilarious to me. Like, just being adopted and hearing that, I was dying. Justin's like, that's not even funny.
It's really funny. It's so adorable, especially because it's obvious. You know, I gotta close this window.
You close the window.
See you, DJ.
Well, we should actually take a break. We'll be right back after this little break, I guess. This is DJ Nova and
Leo
in the mic.
Leo,
there you go. Look, you're right there. We'll be right back. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Come on, come on.
seriously, like, I actually do have really stupid dreams. Hello all, welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. This is your host, Miss DJ Nova and
Leo.
And you're listening to The Bare Necessities, by the way. So last week we were just kind of talking about dreams and whatnot, and I started this list that I found on actually I don't remember where I found it. Oh, I have it right here. I found it. I guess it's called boardpanda.com. And I wasn't bored.
Brilliant.
But, so it was 15 interesting facts about dreaming. I believe we talked about the first two, which was you forget 90% of your dreams. Within the first 5 minutes of waking, half of your dreams are forgotten. Then we also talked about how blind people also dream. How everybody dreams. Okay, do you believe in that?
That everybody dreams?
Yeah.
Like, what does everybody mean? Like, every person?
Yes.
Even though they don't remember them?
Yes.
Yes, I do believe that. I mean, didn't you just give the fact that, like, 90% of everybody forget their dream? Like, or 90% of their dream by the time they first wake up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so, like, I've heard this, and I don't know if it's true, but people supposedly who wake up...
I'm hearing something really weird. Do you hear that?
It's, like, fuzzy?
Yeah.
Was that it?
No. Want to turn up the music, though?
Oh, sorry. I just didn't like that song. That was very strange. Satanic. Speaking of being satanic, are you being anything for Halloween? Are you even going out?
I don't know, dude. I don't plan my life like that. I don't know.
I was going
to
say...
Sterling really wants to go to a house party.
Ugh. Well, if you don't feel like doing anything... Oh, it's insane.
You don't this feel like doing is anything, the song that you need at your wedding. Wait, oh, it's titled "By My Way." Never mind.
Yeah,
never mind. That wasn't meant to be like a hit.
That's like giving us a blender for.
For oh right,
like, yeah.
Is it the father of the bride?
Yeah, Justin. If we get a blender from Dad, we know we're screwed.
Why?
It's a joke.
What is it? Tell me the joke behind it.
Blender?
Yeah,
if
why?
If I got a blender, it would make me feel like someone's saying you're going to butcher this love.
Really? Maybe
I don't know why.
This is like your idea about what shotgun wedding meant, isn't it? It's like you just associate what you want to things. And the worst possible associations as well. Shotgun wedding, it's like somebody's putting a gun to their head. No, it just means that it's faster.
But why? A shotgun's not necessarily fast. Is it fast? Does it make people run fast? Is that the whole thing?
I don't know. It's just like Wild West talk, you know? Like, people are just like, you know, that's how...
Okay,
that's
hold
how
on one sec.
Talks. Like, hey, we have a guest in the studio tonight.
Number four.
Hold on. We have a guest.
Okay, go ahead. Shotgun wedding.
I have no idea what it means, so I would just assume it's like some farmer marching a guy down the aisle with a shotgun to marry his really big, ugly daughter.
Okay. You know what? I admit defeat. I admit defeat. Thank you for that.
We
I appreciate
speak
it.
The truth. Thank you for...
Okay, fine. I stand defeated. White flag.
Yeah. Like that cartoon in Dom and Jerry with the teeth.
Maybe I'm just a underground optimist or something, and I just didn't know it. I thought it was a pessimist, but clearly I just have optimistic ideas of what terms.
Well, I mean, think about old times. Farmer's daughter, shotgun wedding because she's pregnant.
See, I just went back to, like, guns and horses.
Yeah, but why would you need a gun? Because if it was a fast wedding, you'd call it the speedy wedding.
You're right. You probably
the
would.
The roadrunner running.
Would.
Or the, like, yeah, shotgun wedding.
So I guess when I say shotgun wedding, it actually is, like, has a negative connotation is what you're saying.
That's how I took it. And, okay. I mean, it was used.
See,
and
I thought it just meant really fast.
The roadrunner wedding.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so I'll just say, like, the tsunami wedding.
Because it takes out everybody. Yeah.
Well, it is happening really fast. It's just going to come really hard and then go.
It's going to be a natural disaster. There we go.
That's going to take out part of Asia.
That's what you call the wedding joke, that shouldn't be happening because they're still not meant to be together. The tsunami wedding. A natural disaster.
You would just say natural disaster.
But the tsunami one's pretty better. Do you get it though? Like natural disaster?
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
People thought Justin and I were a natural disaster.
Oh. He listened to me.
Who?
NSYNC.
Oh, is it NSYNC again?
It was NSYNC. I said, can we change this?
Oh,
or turn it down
I can't
a little
do
bit?
That. So back to dreaming, by the way.
It's against my religion. That's what you should just say if you want anything your way. It's against my religion.
I think that's such a crutch that people say that, though.
I know. I'm totally kidding.
I was watching...
That was sarcasm, by the way.
I was watching Family Guy, and I love how you're so Jewish proud. So is my mother. She has Hebrew princess.
Jew proud.
Jew proud.
Right.
So
it's
we
not
were
the color of your skin, it's the size of your nose. And your checkbook. And your checkbook.
So this is
that's
looking,
American Jew.
That's very American. So in Family Guy, Peter was talking about how he wants to make Chris a better person, and he's like, I need it, and he sings the song I Need a Jew. And I just think about you each time.
I need a Jew.
Right? I mean, we're thinking of
who sings this?
Peter Griffin does. I need a
Jew. I'm sure I've seen this. I'm sure
it's funny.
I've seen
this. It was so not appropriate to talk about. It was hilarious, though. I bet you I could find the episode. And then they go to, like, Vegas and do, like, a... It's called a Quixie Bar Mitzvah. And he, like...
Oh, I've seen it. When he finds out he's Jewish.
No, he doesn't find out he's Jewish. He tries to make him Jewish to make him a better person. I'll show you the episode on YouTube.
Who tries to make who Jewish?
Peter tries to make Chris, his son, Jewish.
Why?
Because Chris
is... No, he finds out that he's Jewish.
Oh.
Like, yes. It's, because, okay, it's what's-her-face.
Lois.
It's Lois finds out that her mother is actually Jewish. Yes, we're looking this up.
I could just be all wrong tonight.
Two separate episodes.
Okay, let me text Sterling.
Sterling, if you're listening, text me the answer. Otherwise, I'm texting
okay,
now.
Oh, Sterling, I think that this episode is just when Chris is doing something silly and they want to make him a better person. So what they do is, our Peter thinks that he's going to become better by finding a Jewish person. And then what happens is they decide that Chris will become a better person. So they go to Las Vegas. It was on last night.
You don't have TV.
That's right, you weird people.
I watch everything that I want to without commercials. You can't tell
commercials
me.
Commercials don't bother me. I actually am amused by it. So can we go back to dreams really quick?
Yeah, let's go back to dreams.
Okay, so back to dreams. So this is, remember the other day I was telling you about this? In our dreams, we only see faces that we already know. Our mind is not inventing faces. In our dreams, we see real faces of real people that we have seen during our life, but may not know or remember them. We've all seen hundreds of thousands of faces throughout our lives, so we have an endless supply of characters for our brain to utilize during our dreams. Remember?
Oh, right. I remember
you were telling me about, like, the baby?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, where I was saying that baby, you may not remember the baby, but that baby's been in your eyesight. Even if it was, like, some lady in the corner. It's a little creepy, isn't it? Wow, that music sounds horrible.
It really does. Different episodes, he says.
See, he told
no, that
you.
Wasn't Sterling. That was Justin. Justin said it's different episodes.
Yeah.
I'm right, Justin?
No, you're not. It's
Wait,
two
who's
different
right?
Episodes.
Just say who's right.
It's two separate episodes, meaning your one is the one where they find out that Lois is Jewish and therefore Chris is Jewish. Mine's the one where they try to convert Chris to make him a better person. Two separate ones, I promise you.
What's two separate ones? I totally missed
two
what
separate
you just
episodes,
said.
What you're saying
texting.
And what I'm saying. I'm saying there was an episode with that.
Where they found out that he was that Lois was Jewish.
That's
he
a whole nother episode.
But he went to Vegas to get his circumcision.
That's a whole nother thing. No, they didn't
or
do
no,
that.
Or no, not circumcision. Excuse me. Bar mitzvah.
But Lois didn't help him. Lois stopped him.
Yeah, but because she was actually Jewish. And she's like, you're making a mockery of the Judaism. You're
I
not actually
remember.
Jewish. Oh, no, this is American Dad, I think, actually. Maybe I'm getting... You both are, he says. Oh, let's see what... I think Sterling takes it. Because they find out that Lois's mom is a Jew, but her dad made her hide it. Yes, see? I'm right. And he would know, dude. He's, like, obsessed with shows. I win.
So, whatever. But anywho. But, yeah, so that's my backup. Because the internet says it, this dream thing is true. Do you get that?
Yeah.
sorry, I was drinking.
Juice.
Juice. Okay, when you dream, what is the most common feeling you have?
When I dream?
Yeah. Do you always have a sort of like repetitious?
Is that the right way to say it?
Multiple dreams with multiple feelings that are currently happening at the same time. I'm saying, how many dreams? What is your common feeling during dreams?
Sterling wrote, "Wow, you win. You love saying that, don't you?" I do, because I'm a Leo.
Watch this.
That's what happens to me and Darius.
What's your most common feeling in your dreams?
I don't know. I really don't know. I have so many random butt dreams.
Yeah, but are your dreams mostly about like a certain thing that happens in your life?
No, they're like.
Do you tell? Okay, give me examples.
Okay, so let me just say. So I'm quitting smoking, right?
Which is awesome, by the way.
No, okay. So wait till you hear how I'm quitting smoking. So I'm taking. I've tried quitting smoking a lot, and so I'm quitting smoking by taking Chantix. So Chantix is.
Are we tagging for Chantix?
No, we're not. But you know what? If it works and it helps me quit smoking, I will tag for it because people need to know. Because I'm having a really hard time quitting. I'm not going to lie. It's hard. I've been smoking for... I just realized how long I've been smoking for. Okay, so... More than 10 years. I'm just going to say that. I feel bad.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. You should have someone just take a picture of your lungs and you will never do it again.
I'm getting wrinkles, dude.
Does Sterling smoke?
No. Sterling hates that I smoke.
So what if we just hogtie you to bed? If you just go 5 days without it, you won't smoke.
That's not true. I'd be so pissed off. I'm so stubborn like that. I actually, I have to do it by myself. Because I will, smoke because you tied me up for 5 days.
Oh, God, you're one of those.
I am. I really am. I'm very stubborn. I you know what's funny? I, talked to my grandmother, and I've never really made any comparisons to her and I think that's because we're both stubborn butt people. I'm trying not to say the
Justin's
A word.
Justin's like that. Justin's super stubborn.
I'm super stubborn.
It's hilarious sometimes.
Sterling makes fun of me because, I don't like music when I first listen to it. I never even noticed that about myself until he pointed it out. He'll be like, "Ooh, isn't this song awesome?" I'm like, "No, I don't like it." And then I'll be playing it in the car. And he's like, "I thought you didn't like this song." And I'm like, "I never said that." What happens on the radio stays on the radio, Sterling. You can't ever use that against me.
Okay.
You just smile and nod, please.
think about right now, the last dream you had.
Okay.
Okay, so what was the common feeling you were having in that dream?
Awesomeness.
Okay, then think about the one before that.
Dread.
The one before that.
Dread.
Okay, so anxiety.
Yeah.
So that's actually funny because all my dreams, I'm the last three I've woken up and I've been crying.
Yeah, I've had sweat dreams since I've been on. So that's the side effects of Chantix, is that you have nasty dreams. I have crazy dreams now. Like my dreams are normally pretty psycho. Excuse me.
The most common dream I have is where I can't get to Justin or Justin doesn't want to be with me.
Yeah.
And it's always like that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have those so much anymore, but I just have crazy dreams.
Go ahead.
Mine's the cell crazy, you know? I get weird dreams. They're very intricate and they have no relation to my life sometimes. Whatsoever.
I have these dreams. Well, this is so weird. And guy in the other room, you can't judge me for hearing this.
Is he still here?
Yeah, he's right there.
Oh.
He's probably doing his project.
That's so funny.
I used to have this dream where you were in this community. And it would be seriously gated, you 6 feet walls down through the ground and 70-foot wall, and you were keeping things out. You could be in the community and stay in the community and you could leave, but in order to come back you'd have to break your arm or break your leg, but you'd have to do it.
What?
You'd have to break a body part in order to get back into the community.
These are your dreams? Mm-hmm. Jesus. Wow.
Yeah, I have dreams about lots of pain. And I have a.
Have you considered the way that you're sleeping?
What do you mean?
Have you looked into sleeping the way that you sleep? Are you sleeping on your arm at night?
No, I'm very comfortable when I sleep.
Mm.
So
I have really crazy dreams that are crazy anxiety and dread, but I usually wake up really in pain from the way that I slept.
It's interesting that you think of that. I mean, our mattress is absolute crap, but I mean...
Yeah, so I think it's because I have back pain, honestly. I feel like an old person saying that stuff.
Well, I mean, half of it is Justin keeping me up. I mean, I hate to say it, honey. You're just...
See, but my thing is that I want to cuddle so badly. Like, I'm like a weird cuddle bug.
Nope.
It's like my undercover.
Parasite?
Yeah, I'm like a total parasite when I sleep. So, like, I'm so crazy about cuddling that, like, I have... Like, I will wake up in pain because I'm, like, crunching myself into the weirdest position.
Oh, that's bad. I used to do that with my hands. I used to clench my fists because when I ride... So now I have to sleep with my hand underneath my head in between the pillow and one between my legs. Because otherwise I can't. Otherwise I wake up and that's how you get carpal tunnel. Seriously. That's what my mom was getting. My mom was getting carpal tunnel. But it's also because I squeeze my hands like this. I'll probably be like fused shut.
Maybe that's why you feel anxiety. Is because you're
probably.
We're having a party in here, guys.
This is awesome.
Awesome.
Hey. I don't care.
Right, it's almost 8 o'clock.
And it's almost 8 o'clock.
I know. We've almost made it through another
So next
minutes.
Week, we don't have a show because I think there's women's volleyball.
Right, I think that's correct. I think that's definitely correct.
That's great because I have a doctor's appointment and it's going to be like super excited. No, I know. DJ Prego over here. That's so funny. My dad's like, don't let him touch you, Caitlin. Otherwise, you'll have twins. I'm like, I think only cats could do that, Dad.
Cats. Oh, yeah, you totally sound more sane by saying that. I think only cats can do that. That's totally like... Right. If horses touch your leg in, like, you know, the right day of the week, you will have twins. Don't do that. That's the real story.
If it's a blue moon and you're upside down when your dad's dead, you'll be fine.
And a black cat crosses your path.
Or if it's Halloween.
You were one of those kids that wore those, like, fat cat sweatshirts when you were younger, huh?
What do you mean? No.
No, that was just me.
No, I was socially awkward, though. I mean, I don't think my mom, like, really knew. Okay, like, I see pictures of me, and I'm just going, who dressed me? Oh, wait, my mom did.
I know, right? The ponytail on top of my head was by far the most hottest look that I ever rocked. All right.
Okay, I'm going to rock your socks off. Ready?
Yeah. I'm sitting down.
Overalls, colored like a watermelon, with a green top.
They used to let me wear gymnastic outfits to school. I'm like, did nobody stop me on my way out the door? Like, so, chick, you're not wearing that. You're my daughter. Get back in this house. No. Nobody did that to me. My parents were such hippie-loving freaks that they were just like, you look awesome, baby.
We love your sparkle outfit with your little tushy hanging.
They encourage this behavior. I think that's what's I'm such
but
a square these days.
But look at how well you've turned out.
I know, right? I'm like a swirling mass of like awesomeness.
With jazz fingers and lots of leotards to spare.
And velour, M&M velour costumes that have a hole for my junk.
Yeah, like Frankie. Our dingo.
Pork.
Oh my God, that dog. I won't even get into that right now.
That was her kill face, ladies and gentlemen. I know you didn't see it, but.
No, I do like him. It's just.
His nickname is Pork and Beans. I mean, if that doesn't
tell
you
everything. No, we gotta go through the whole. Subjects. When we first got Frankie, it was Frank and Beans, and then we removed the beans, and then he was just Frank. Mm-hmm. And then Frank got fat, and now he's Pork. But Justin, so what's that new movie coming out? Frankenfurter?
Frankenweenie?
Frankenweenie. Now it's
I think
Frank
that came out a long time ago, actually.
I don't know.
We're so old.
I can't afford
to ask these youngsters that are inside.
I know, right? Sorry. I'm like,
we're so old. You're like getting pregnant and married.
I know, everyone's like, no, it's really strange because everybody that's like now in school is like 6 years younger than me.
I know. I know. I mean,
I was
to think that like, I'm like,
puking.
Yeah, right?
You were, yeah, it's just so strange.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Or like all my kids right now that I've been teaching are getting their driver's license or permits. I'm just like, holy God, you look like you're still in diapers and you're behind a freaking
I think
car.
That's how it happens, dude. I think that's how you get old. All of a sudden you're like, wait a second. Why? Children are weird.
Yeah.
Like, what is this Twitter you speak of?
Facebook. Oh, yeah, I have an account.
No, I haven't. Like, my mom has a Facebook. Everybody has a Facebook account. I think that's a good, like, oh, it's funny. Like, this girl that I used to go to high school with, she kind of fell off the deep end. And my mom asked me about her the other day. And, like, my other friend, Darius, was there, actually. And he and I used to all be friends with this girl, right? And I'm like, she doesn't have a Facebook. I think she died. Like, nobody doesn't have a Facebook at this point. My mom has one. Like, everybody, even if you don't go on it, you at least have created one at some point in the last 7 years.
I know. And my mom goes, oh, by the way, I have more friends than you.
My mom has a following on Facebook. I swear to God. She, like, has 40 of my friends. Like, people from my friend group that don't even like my stuff. They, like my mom's stuff every time she posts something.
Yeah. My...
I don't know.
No, not yet. We have 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
What we can talk about?
You know what, though? So next week, I'll find out. So supposedly, I'll actually be able to see like the form and everything like that. I mean, I'll still look like a little alien. It's not gross.
Are you gonna get that orange picture where they're like, you know, like 3D?
No.
Like, ultrasound.
Oh no, you mean like from What to Expect When Expecting?
Yeah.
No, I'm not that
like,
cool.
Yeah, like here's my iPad shot of my baby.
Oh my god, that's so weird. No.
It doesn't even have a sex yet.
No.
When do you get to find out?
I think 16 weeks.
I hate when you do that. Just tell me in months. I don't know what 16 weeks is. I can't.
Okay, hold on. No, here. I don't know. How many weeks?
You are so not going to Google that.
Why? How many weeks to... Okay. So, no show next week.
No show next week.
But we will the week after. And hopefully things have been going on. Let's see.
I'll show you what the 3D imaging looks like of her fetus.
I don't think they can see that, though. Anywho, I think we're done, my dear.
You'll show me a picture, though. You will.
I will. Did you not see my little raisin from before?
I didn't, no.
Oh, you didn't? It's on the tin too.
Oh, my God. My dad and Odelia, like, they have those, like, titanium fridges, you know, because they bought them. But... Anyways.
How did we get from fetus to titanium refrigerator?
Oh, no, because they have pictures of their fetuses up on the wall.
That's weird.
Yeah, they have, like, every trimester or, like, every week or, I don't know, there's thousands of them.
Oh, my lancha, that's gross.
Their, like, my lancha.
Sorry, it's not gross. I just think that's strange. I'm not that weird. I mean, we did frame this one because I bent it the second I got home.
Right, right. I'm not that weird, but I have it framed.
Oh, right.
She's like, I don't put that on the tacky fridge, okay? I put it in a frame.
At least
okay?
It's in the corner, okay?
We're at 8:00.
I'm going to make a scrapbook. Oh, my God. My children are going to be strange. All right. Are you ready to call it a day?
I'm ready to call it a day.
All right, you guys. This is your host, Miss DJ Nova, and...
Leo.
I
already checked out.
I know, right? You're listening to radio.dominican.edu on Tuesday nights, 8:00, and this is the Bare Necessities. Check you out not next week, but the week after. See you later, guys.